Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. We are fans of the Denver-based band Dvochka and their sound that encompasses both the space of the Southwest Desert and the clamor of Eastern Europe with their gypsy leanings. They released their debut in 2000, had a turning point with 2004's How It Ends, and in 2006 they composed the Grammy-nominated soundtrack for the film Little Miss Sunshine that brought their music to a much wider audience. Their new disc is called 100 Lovers, and I'll be talking with multi-instrumentalist and founding member Nick Urata after we hear this performance of the new song called All the Sand in All the Sea.
Thank you.
Brand new music from 100 Lovers, the new album from Devochka, that is All the Sand in All the Sea. New music, and we're getting a chance to talk with Nick Jurata about this new album. Early on, or not so early on, but one of the things that certainly helped Devochka was getting your music used in films, and that is kind of morphed over the years into you actually, Nick, writing for films. What has that experience been like? I would think it would be satisfying, and has it had an effect on how you view maybe orchestrating some of Devochka?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the great thing about it is it's very demanding, so you have to write constantly. So it kept me honest, and I had lots of music to bring to the Devochka table as well. Sometimes the lines get blurred. So
the album begins with a little instrumental piece that leads into the first song, and that sounds very soundtracky.
Yeah, that actually was originally an idea that went into a film a few years ago, and we always wanted to make it into a song, and we had the opportunity to do it.
Well, and then there's the fact that your songs kind of sound like they should be lost noir films anyway. Like The Man from San Sebastian, it sounds like there should be a backstory to that.
Well, yeah, it's sort of a fantasy, you know, and I'm glad that comes through in the music. You know, it's kind of a... kind of inspired by us rolling around in a crappy van in southern Spain was the setting where that came about.
Not quite as I envisioned it. Not quite the Graham Greene novel or anything.
Right.
Can you do that one?
Yes. We'd love to do that one for you.
It's just a few more miles.
is the man from San Sebastian, Devochka, our guest here on the World Cafe. And the album is called 100 Lovers, and there's a really great song called 100 Other Lovers. Did that come? Where did that come in the writing process? Because it seems a real central song.
I wrote that song years ago, and I've been tinkering with it for years and years, and finally brought it to the band. And it's just sort of that that place we've all been, where you're just trying to force this love affair that's not going to happen, but in your eyes it has to happen. I don't know if that makes sense. So that song comes probably from a long time ago.
And this is 100 Other Lovers. More new music from Devochka today on the World Cafe, and that is sort of becomes the title track of 100 Lovers, the new album, and getting a chance to talk with Nick about this music today. And you mentioned wanting to do something older to finish up, and I noticed it's a song from How It Ends, which I think for a lot of people was kind of a beginning to really know about this band. And I'd read something that before How It Ends sort of happened, there was some thought that on your part that maybe you wouldn't continue with the band, or the success of that really led to what we know as Dvochka now.
Yeah, I guess that it was kind of pivotal, and it was we had been at it for some years, and our first two recordings, you know, we were good. I mean, they were good, but they weren't really what we envisioned. You know, we sort of had to do them very quickly, and but How It Ends, I think, was the first album where we started to, we had a lot of songs that we knew we had to get down, and when we heard them played back for the first time, we really knew that it was what we were. What we were envisioning was actually being captured on tape, so that was a big turning point creatively for us, and thankfully the songs resonated with people,
which must have been a fabulous feeling. Are things from that album that I was wondering what you wanted to do, and it must be things that you can't really leave out of a set.
One of our favorite songs to play live on that one is The Enemy Guns. We'll be right back.
That is The Enemy Guns finishing up our set today. Something going back to How It Ends and Devotchka, our guest. They have a new album called 100 Lovers. Nick, thank you all so much for playing live for us today. It's always a treat.
Thank you for having us.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.